Blog Talk Radio.
Superstitions and where they came from. And happy Halloween, everybody. I'm excited. So we'll start out with, first of all, they say black cats. They've been believed to be a supernatural omen since witch hunts in the Middle Ages, when cats were thought to be connected with evil. Since then, it's considered bad luck if a black cat crosses your path. And a broken mirror, if you break them, it represents an image in the mirror as your actual soul. And the broken mirror represented soul being astray from your body. To break the spell, you must wait 7 hours for each year of bad luck before picking up the broken pieces and bury them outside in the moonlight. Ladders, they say the days before the gallows, criminals were hung from the top rung of a ladder where spirits were believed to linger in the underneath them. Common folklore has that it's bad luck to walk beneath a ladder and pass through the triangle of evil ghosts and spirits. Also, they say if a spider shows up, it's a spirit watching over you. and they say owls, it's when the daylight is bad luck, and it says that's where the death of an owl comes from. And then salt, it was thought to have magical powers, and if you spilt the salt, it was bad luck. But to thwart it, that's where it came from, throwing it over your left shoulder. Sparrows are thought to carry the souls of the dead, and it's believed they bring bad luck if you kill a sparrow. The unlucky number 13 is common. It's avoided in many different ways. Such buildings don't have a 13th floor, and nobody will go, lots of people will not drive anywhere on Friday the 13th. And to bring good luck into your home, you put up a horseshoe, and you put it facing up so it catches the good luck. Also, the lucky horseshoe is a belief that they will ward off witches, and witches were once believed to were opposed to horses, which is why they rode brooms and pitchforks instead. By placing a horseshoe over the door, they're reluctant to enter. And the clover leaf is believed to protect humans and animals from evil spells, and it's thought to be good luck to find a four-leaf clover, especially the Irish. A rabbit foot is considered a lucky charm to ward off bad luck and bring good luck. And you carry it on a chain around your neck or in your left pocket. The older it gets, the more good luck it brings. And wishbones, it's two people are to pull apart dried breastbone of a turkey or chicken. The one who's left with the longer end, their wish will come true. They say if a flame of a candle flickers and then turns blue, there's a spirit in the room. And if a bird flies through your house, it indicates important news is coming. If you feel a chill up your spine, if someone is walking over your grave, and if a person is born on Halloween, they will be very gifted in communicating with the dead. If a bird flies towards you, they say it's bad. If your palm itches, you will soon receive money. But don't itch it, because you'll itch your money away. Crows are viewed as bad omens, and they call death is near, they say. Many Romans wore lucky charms to avert the evil eye. If somebody is terrorized, their hair will turn white. And a hat on the bed brings bad luck. If you eat an apple on Christmas Eve, it's good luck the next year. And they say to foretell something for Halloween, what you do is you, if no one speaks at the table during dinner on Halloween, spirits will come to the table. And if you're a single woman and you put rosemary under your pillow on Halloween night, you will dream of your future husband. And if you want to know if you will have a long life on Halloween night, you take an unbroken apple peel, which will estimate how long you will live. And the longer the peel, the longer you will live. And also to know the first letter of your future spouse, carve an apple in one long strip, toss it over your shoulder, and then turn around and the peel will land in the shape of the first letter of your future spouse. That's pretty cool. And a single woman will get in front of the mirror in a darkened room and stare at it. And this way they can see the face of their future husband. That's pretty cool. And the first pumpkin wasn't a pumpkin. It was a turnip. Then they started using pumpkins because they were cheaper than turnips because of the potato famine. So that's where that originated from. So that's pretty cool. How fun this is. I love all these old superstitions and stuff. It's just really, really interesting. They also say a lot of Halloween myths about good luck. If you find a piece of coal and pick it up, you'll never lose your way. And if you'll have good luck if you sleep south on Halloween. If you hear a cat sneeze, you will be lucky. And if a robin flies in your house, it's good luck. If you put your dress inside out, it's good luck. And if your top of your head itches, that would be very good luck. And then another good luck sign is if you sneeze three times before breakfast. And if you dream of a white cat, it's very lucky. So, and it's bad luck to put shoes on the bed. You don't ever do that. That's not good. Or a hat on the table. And don't sing before breakfast or cry before dinner to avoid bad luck on Halloween. So that's pretty fun. Okay, I guess we'll take a caller. Hello, 305. Do you have a question?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was wondering if you could give me a general question about finances or career.
Now, are you in management? Because there's management all around you.
Well, I'm.
And
I,
you would
I,
be
I'm
very good at training. You would be very good at training people. Have you thought of that?
Nope. No, not really.
But you would. You might have an opportunity for that, and also technical. You feel very technical.
Well, yeah, I've been working in tech. So,
might later on get a job training people about technical, how to work with technical, you know, how to fix it, how to make it.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, what I'm doing, I'm an entrepreneur, so basically one of the things I want to do is assist entrepreneurs to develop their projects but actually train them how to make them successful, you know.
That's what I see you doing, and you'll teach them how to make it more successful, and how to get it out there better. It's technical, whatever it is. It has to do with getting the technical stuff out there. That's what I'm picking up. For lack of better words, you'll teach them how to do that, so it does to the most efficiency.
Exactly. And how to validate their business. Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think? I'll be start generating income in that area.
Yes. So, but you have to get you have to be more simplified in what you're trying to accomplish. Don't have it so technical that lay people don't understand what you're trying to accomplish. So you have to simplify it like you're talking to somebody that don't know nothing.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Do you see me? Yeah, so you see me generating income with that soon?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I see you revamping your website. You're going to do that. You're going to get a website. You're going to redo your cards. And then you're going to, you know how you have like a mission statement. You're going to redo your mission statement for your business.
Cool.
So
start
working on all that. You need different colors, you know, than what you have been using to make it make more smooth. Does that make sense? And more a color that's more catchy or more, it'll draw you in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I get. But simplify it, not have so many words.
Okay.
Too wordy.
Use the Keith approach.
Yes. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I should be getting rolling soon, you know. So I hope
it looks like you'll probably have it up and going probably by. You'll have like a... Holidays is always hard to get things up and going, but it looks like February, March of 2017, I think you'll be rocking and rolling. You'll be ready to launch. And they're showing me, like, you know how you bash champagne on the front end of a boat?
Yeah.
So that's your launch time. You don't really have to do that, but that's just what they're showing me.
Yeah. Well, maybe that means that there's good things besides the launch, you know, not only but successful.
Yeah, that's usually a launch and a celebration.
Yeah. Cool. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a happy Halloween.
You too. Happy Halloween. Enjoy.
Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, 916. How are you?
Hi, Kelly Joe.
How are you?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was curious if you think the studies that I'm doing now and the courses I'm taking, if this is the right direction for me.
I think you'll be very good at it. And you needed a change because you were like all bored. You aren't bored anymore.
No.
You're very excited and enthused about this. And I think that you'll do very well at it.
Wonderful.
And you'll graduate with higher marks than you think.
Great.
You're smarter than the average bear. You don't think so, but you are. You're going to surprise your little self.
Yeah, this is.
And then I also see you figuring out a different way of doing it. You won't do it the same like everybody else.
Yeah.
You always have a different twist to different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like you need like a vacation and get away. You know, it's like there's like a little tiny car trip only like an hour and a half away. So you're going to be doing that. And you're feeling better too.
I am. You're right.
So whatever you're doing is working. And if you can either swim or ride a lady bike, you know, those old-fashioned beach bike, that would be terrific for you.
Hmm. Okay. Never thought of that.
You know, nothing major. You don't need, like, one of those room bikes, you know, staying on your head. Just like a old-fashioned bike that they used to ride, you know, with the knot cut out for a lady.
Right.
You know, like the old-fashioned ones.
Mm-hmm.
They probably still make them, I would bet.
They do. Yeah, I think they do.
You know, and that'd be fabulous. But I also see you taking up more walking.
Yes.
And you do need new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to cost you money, but your shoes are wore out.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Whenever you're trying to correct your body and everything, you don't want to put old shoes on because you've worn them down to your old body. And then when you stick your corrected self in them, it'll make it go back to the old way. So always look at the rear end of your shoes at the heels, and you'll see they're all worn out. You need new ones.
Okay. Yeah.
So, any other questions?
No, I was just curious, you know, with this energy healing and alternative healing, do you see me doing any of that work in the future?
You'll do it on the side because you have green hands. You have green hands.
Okay.
You either got it or you don't. You got it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good night and happy Halloween. Thank
happy
you for
Halloween
calling.
To you. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, caller 626. Do you have a question?
Of course you're asking when I put something in my mouth.
I'll go to another caller and then I'll come back.
Okay.
Hello, 954. Do you have a question? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yes, I do. I have a lot of things going on right now, and it's kind of like a business adventure, and I just want to know what you see with the business adventure.
Now you're starting your own business?
I'd love to. It's a franchise.
I think you'll do well. Now, it has to do with food?
Yes, it's candy and soda pop.
Oh, cool. And is it like vending machines?
No, it's an actual store.
Actual store, a brick and mortar.
Yes.
you're going to get a smaller space than what you wanted to get, but it'll flow. And you're going to get a good deal with the display cases. And your colors are going to be like soft pastels, very pretty, like a sage green and white, very crisp, more Frenchy looking. And it's going to do very well. Your location is fabulous because you have two good stores on each side of you. I hear a barker
okay.
saying, location, location, location.
Yep, yep.
So you have the perfect location, and the person that you're going to rent from will work with you, and it'll be doable. You'll be able to get it in the price range that you're thinking about, and it'll be a little tight for the first 5 months, but then after the fifth month, you'll start making a profit. So that's pretty good for business just starting. And you're going to make your own ice cream?
No, not planning on it.
But you're going to buy it?
Possibly.
Because there's some brand of ice cream, because I'm seeing ice cream in round containers in here, too.
Huh.
So ice cream, candy, and pop. And you're also going to get the, like, the, you know how they do, like, the, it's like microbrewery for pop. You know, like have people that make the pop in the bottles, and like root beer and birch beer and like the
yep.
older, like cream soda and orange soda pop.
Yeah, there's like 250 yeah. varieties.
Yeah, I see you doing that, and it's going to be in bottles, and you're going to find an antique pop machine that does, like, remember how they used to do the knee-high? You're
yep.
going to find one of them just for shits and giggles.
Good, because it's a nostalgic store.
Well, you're going to find one of them that does the, you know, you do 10 cents. Oh, well, whatever, you know. You know, but they'll pay the regular price, but to get it out of the machine, they pay 10 cents.
Yep.
But, yeah,
oh,
it's going to be, like, nostalgic.
Yep,
and I think it is going to turn into, like, you know, the you're going to do like the old fashioned candies, you know, like the Mary Janes and the old fashioned licorice, and
yep.
you'll have it in displayed really neat.
Yep, I have some legal issues going on with my son. Is there anything with that you see?
Well, he needs to take it's his legal stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's not yours. He needs to take care of it because he let it go. If he don't take care of it, he could be in trouble and be put, you know, do time for not paying the fee. Because they can do that for not paying fees.
What about my grandson? He's living with us now.
You'll end up getting
about, well, I do have him, but it's either going to be legal custody or adoption. Do you see one or the other?
Well, you're going to get legal custody of them. You know, it's like legal custody first and then adoption.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now, and I was just really excited about the store.
Oh, you're going to do great with it. What's the name of it?
It's called Rocket Biz.
Oh, okay.
And I hope to open the second store within the first year.
You'll be delayed on that by 5 months.
Okay.
But after that, you'll open the second, and you'll do more north. You'll do a south one and then a north one.
Yep, that was my plan. And then I plan to sell my house and move north, norther than what I am.
Northerner, northern in where you live. Yes, I get it. Yes, you will. Move north.
Or buy bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
you'll go norther in Florida.
Yes.
Like more up towards the panhandle.
Yes. No further
yeah.
than maybe Tennessee at the furthest. Later.
Well, first you're going to the Panhandle, and then you'll go to Tennessee.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's all right. I'll just keep opening my stores all the way up.
You know. Well, you'll have 3 stores by the time you're done.
Oh, great.
I hope that I was helpful to you.
Yes, you were. Thank you very much.
Happy Halloween.
Have a good Halloween. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, 626. Do you have a question?
Well, I guess now that my mouth is empty, call your last caller back and tell her that I'm moving in with her and she's taking care of me.
Okay.
She just doesn't know it yet. I don't know. I haven't had any real issues or anything like that. It's just job is getting a little weird. That would be about the only area I'm thinking about and maybe a possible move.
Well, you won't move till spring of next year if you want to move, and it's of your choosing.
Oh, cool.
It's your choice. And if you were to move, you would move more towards Glendale, wherever that is.
Northwest.
Okay. Work, I feel like you'll...
Go ahead.
I feel like they're, like, doing changes, like head people are changing. But they're going to implement a whole new computer system again. That's going to be a pain in the wherever. Because they're going to have hitches, glitches, and it won't talk to the stuff that you have already set up. And it'll, like, it's going to be, whoa. You know, and also they're looking to get another building, to acquire another building. And that there could be like a buyout from another company coming up for you.
Oh, nice. Now, if I move to Glendale, is that in relation to work?
Yes. It would be a different job.
Okay. Okay,
I'm not saying you have to leave the one that you're in, you know, but there's something about Glendale around you, and then also there's something about if you have a commute, you'll be going around a mountain, so I have no idea what I'm talking about or where I are and where you are, but the next job you'll be going around the mountain. You know, and they're singing, "They'll be coming around the mountain when you come."
I was going to say that or going to grandma's house.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I was thinking about reapplying. I'm going to reapply for the, you know, economic security job or welfare, however you want to call it. I'm going to try to go online and reapply for that.
Yes, you very much should.
To see if I could get it. Because I think I would do good at that.
I think you would really enjoy it and helping people.
And getting rid of all the liars.
Yes. There you go.
It would be better than the VA.
I think you would really enjoy that.
Okay.
I thank you for calling and have a good night.
You do likewise. Happy Halloween and thank you so much.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Remember to think positive thoughts. And remember, negativity begets negativity, positivity begets positivity. Good night, all. Thank you.